Well, Nash, I know it's been a hard couple of months to kind of get through and kind of kind of process it. But I guess just after these last 2 months, how's things going with you and just not having a soccer season? I guess just give us an idea of what's going on with you and tell us how you've been kind of using the last couple of months to keep yourself busy.
Well, some of the main things I've been doing is I'm at work at Hy-Vee, almost maybe 30 hours a week, just trying to get some money, pay for college. I've also been trying to stay active, doing workouts in my basement or going outside and going on hikes, stuff like that. I've also been working on scholarships, stuff like that, trying to yet again pay for college.
What kind of went through your mind when they said that the soccer season was canceled? Obviously, very disappointing, knowing that coming off of a state tournament season last year, and I know the guys are kind of looking at maybe going back to the state tournament this year.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking for me and just everybody. Having my dad as one of the coaches also, I think it might have helped with it, knowing that me and him were in the same boat. Because he cared so much about me, every other teammate, the sport in general. And you could just tell that there was a mood change in the household.
What's that like having dad as one of the coaches? And it wasn't the head coach, but, he was always there at practice, at the matches. Mm-hmm. And, what was that like to kind of have him there, enjoying your success and, kind of leaning on each other at the same time?
Well, when it first happened, I was like, okay, this is cool. He's been coaching us for years, but playing with him on the JV squad my freshman and sophomore year was just, it was nice to get a few more years of being there with him and having him as a coach. But during last year and what could have been this year, seeing him grow with the other kids and him wanting to continue to coach, it's just so heartwarming.
When you got off of last year's state tournament run, what were some of the goals that the guys, especially you seniors, had kind of set out for the team and maybe, had told a lot of the underclassmen, hey, here's what you need to do if you want us to get back to Des Moines next year?
Yeah. Well, obviously, we wanted to prove ourselves as we are just as good as the grade before us. We're able to go to state tournament just like they did their senior year, which I thought we were going to. Unfortunately, we weren't able to live that dream out. But throughout the off season, we were always on people about getting to indoor or just getting out, getting touches on a ball, stuff like that, just so we knew that we were going to make it this year.
How much did last year's senior class kind of inspire you to maybe make your own path this year and, set that bar for everybody?
Well, growing up playing with those guys and playing against those guys every once in a while, there was always this sort of rivalry between us, but it was all healthy and it was all good. Just having them able to push us even further past the limits that we set for ourselves was just such a great opportunity for me and my team.
How key were those guys in making you better at your game? Guys like Christian Magana, Elliot Schmidt, and a lot of the other seniors that graduated last year. How were they able to help you improve on your game?
Well, they were all just so warm and inviting to anybody that joined the team. They're always open to give, constructive criticism, stuff like that, compliments, and they'd always just try to be the best person they could be on the pitch and just setting an example for our class and the sophomores and the freshmen.
If you were able to, and maybe you already have had a message for the underclassmen coming back for next year's season, hopefully we'll have, what would you say, or what have you said to, you know, the juniors, sophomores, freshmen, maybe the, even the middle schoolers that are going to be joining the team next year?
One of my biggest things to say, don't take a year of soccer for granted. The relationships you make with your teammates, your coaches, the referees you see on a normal basis, don't take it for granted, because it's one of the most special things that I was ever a part of in high school. Just being in that tight-knit community and being able to share my love of soccer with a bunch of people that had the same interests. And also, just go out, win, and if you don't win, don't let it get to you. Like, there's always a scuff game here and there, but don't let loss determine your season.
And obviously, being a senior, you're going off to college this fall, and you know, what, where are you going, and what's your major going to be?
I'm actually going to Drake University to study strategic political communications and public relations.
How'd you get interested in that field?
Well, this past summer, I was getting coffee with a couple of friends, and one of their dads, Bob Leonard, invited us to go out to a farm crawl with Beto O'Rourke and just go listen to him speak about regenerative farming and stuff like that. And going out there, hearing what he had to say, meeting Matt Russell, and actually getting to talk with Mr. O'Rourke was just such an inviting and open experience to me that I started working on his campaign. And then when he eventually dropped out, I started working for the Andrew Yang campaign. And it's just all snowballed from there.